ZL1ACE, Kilo 8, Charlie X-ray. Okay, thanks for the call. You're 5x9 in Ohio. Name is Tom. Over.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to Tim in Pennsylvania. My name's Steve, S-T-E-V-E. The 10 dB, the 15 dB over S9. What a fantastic signal from Ohio. I'm located on the eastern coast of the North Island. So back to you, Tom, and K8CX and company with K3LR. This is Zulu Lima 1 Alpha Charlie Echo, over.
Okay, Steve, ZL1ACE. Wow, beautiful signal, 5.9 plus 15. And yeah, thanks for calling, and I'll let Tim give you a report. Go ahead, Tim.
Hello, Steve. Zulu Lima 1 Alpha Charlie Echo, Kilo 3 London Radio. You're 5.9 plus 20 here in Pennsylvania, over.
Yeah, hi, you, Tim. Good afternoon to you in Pennsylvania. From the eastern coast of the North Island, you're 20 over 9. You are 5.9 plus 20. Thank you for my nice report as well. The conditions are very, very good. I was watching my friend down the bend a wee bit. They're picking 25 over 9 with his big 70-foot boom, and I think it's 6 or 7 element monobander in N4GNR, Dan. Lovely. Please tell me, Tim, what are your working conditions? Because, boy, are you a local station, over.
Well, this is a, right now I'm using a stack of 3 6-element monobanders. And they are 230 feet over 170 over 110. So the three antennas are all being fed, and they're aimed your direction and using 1,500 watts. What are your working conditions? Go ahead.
Hey, good, Tim. And Tom is equally. He's right up there. He's 15 over 9. You've got the edge on him just by a little bit. But it's no wonder. I don't think he's going to outdo you with your 6 over 6 over 6. 230 feet, 170 feet, 110 feet. That man. You got to be a bachelor. You got no wife to get away with that kind of stuff. And that's only a 20 meter array. I need to look, man. You must be a contest station now. But anyway, you're doing well with your 15. Well, you're telling me 1500, so I have to take it as gospel. I'm running here today, just my small icon, 7300. Generally run with a Kenwood 990, but today it's a little 7300. I'm using an UptiBeam 5-element monobander. And I'm just running my AL88 today. I'm watching about 700 to 800 watts, I guess. That's nothing fantastic. I think you're doing the heavy lifting, Tim. K3LR with also K8CX. This is ZL1 Alpha Charlie Echo, over.
Okay, Steve, while looking at your QRZ page, you have a lot of equipment there. Jeez, I mean, it's all stacked up and looks beautiful, and great antennas as well. Very, very nice. Your aerials are very, very nice, so congratulations on that. And so good of you to come in tonight, and great to hear you on. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, yeah, I'm on his QRZ page, too. Wow, nice. That's a lot of equipment there, Steve. And, yeah, you're just booming in here, 15 over the whole time. So very glad you called, and nice to meet you. I'm going to say 7-3, and thanks again, and have a good day. ZL1ACE from K8CX.
Oh, Tom. I don't let you get away that easy. I just don't. You can't go when I've only got Ohio written next to your name in your signal report, and I got the frequency and everything. But you got to tell me. Got to tell me what you're running, what radio, what amplifier, and what antennas. Man, you're solid 15 over 9 too. And if I wasn't watching the meter, I wouldn't hear any difference. If I shut my eyes and listen to the two of you talking, we just both sound the same. Like we're in the same room and we're drinking tea, coffee, and alcohol and whatever else. But, Tom, please tell me your working conditions, over.
Okay, well, I do have a beer sitting here. All right, well, I have a ICOM 7610 and an ACOM 1500 amplifier running, it says, about 1450 watts right now. And the antenna is a Skyhawk tribander at 80 feet. Over.
Wow, that's working. I'm not familiar. I heard you say, listen, I heard Tim call, EQ. I didn't have my amplifier warmed up. I heard him. And then I heard you say, he was a big signal. I mean, I'm not going to get us warmed up in time. Someone's got to grab him. And sure enough, the other ZL did. And I heard him call loud and clear. And then I heard you say, well, I've got the Skyhook hooked up here at the moment. I'll have a go. So, yeah, I heard the first, and of course the station. I could just hear the other ZL. How much power? Was he running 400 watts over?
No, I'm running, let's see, it says 1450. I got another antenna that I'm swinging your way right now. We'll do a little comparison here. I have a five-element monobander at 130 feet, and standby. Okay, this is the five-element monobander. Is there any difference?
That five-element, I'll get ready to hit my attenuator.
Okay, what's my report on this one?
Wow, it's much of a much. Give me more audio. Tell me something else.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're not too much different. You're almost close to 20 there. But, yeah, this is five elements at 130 feet.
Yeah, you got about 2 or 3 dB more, too. You're sneaking up towards the 20. You're not quite making it to 20, but you're very, very close. It's a better end. Well, hey, today it seems to be performing a little bit better than the Skyhawk, but and the Skyhawk's a hell of an antenna.
Oh, yes, it's a very nice antenna for sure. And this one's, you know, got a little more gain. It's a little higher. So it's nice to have two to switch around there. So give it back to Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
Is it a JK before Tim comes in? Is it a JK antenna by any chance?
No, it's actually a design. It's an OWA designed by WA3FET.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Well, that sounds great. Thanks for all the information. I love the 7610. I really want one. I'm a Kenwood man. Listen, guys, all that gear you see, it was a one-off photo. Me and my friend went mad. We moved the table. We put it there where my TV generally sits. We just stacked. We ran to the shed. We ran to my house. We ran to the corner of my shack. We just kept stacking. You know, you can see you can't operate a station like that. We just did it. For the house. There was probably more gear, too. There was a lot more that we could have stacked, but it was a one-off photo. I shouldn't have done it, really. But it's a lot of old gear. I still have it all. What am I going to get for a 101ZD? What am I going to get for a 520? A 530? I don't know if that's in there. I've got an 830 and a couple of 870s. I love the 870s. But what are you going to get? Hey, this is our hobby. That's what we do. So people say, why do you need all those radios? Because I enjoy displaying them. Okay, back to you, Tim. Kilo 3 Lima radio in Pennsylvania. ZL1 Alpha Charlie Echo in Otoki, North Island, New Zealand.
Steve, really good. ZL1 Alpha Charlie Echo, K3 London Radio. Just so super to hear you on tonight, and thank you so much for stopping by. The audio on that 7300 is just amazing, absolutely amazing, and really punching through and perfectly done. And so congratulations on your signal and your audio. And we do not know the working conditions of ZL2 Radio Mike Hotel. He was much weaker than you are, but we do not know the working conditions there. So 73 to you, Steve, and thanks so much for coming in tonight. And good morning to you, and we hope you have a good weekend. Back over to you, Tom.
Okay, and Steve, if you go to hamgallery.com tomorrow, I'll have a sound clip up of you, and you'll see how good you sound here in Ohio. So 7-3, we want to get back to calling for some DX, and we were shooting over the North Pole and decided to try the Pacific there, and that worked out quite well. So 7-3, Steve, and thanks again. ZL1ACE, KHCX.
Yeah, fantastic, Tom. Thank you, and thank you both for your time. And yes, they've got to be some of the best signals I've seen for a long time on 20 meters. That's great. Can I just ask one thing? I just want to change one adjustment there. Is that too much? Please tell me. Tim, can you tell me K3LR? I was up there, 1-2-3, probably good for a DX. Is that too much? Is that asking too much of the bass from my radio, Tim?
No, it sounds very good, Steve.
Wow, okay, thank you. I'm going to sneak out of here, and I've got my friend, Alpha Charlie 5 November, so I'll go up to around 14275 with him, if he's listening still. 14275, Tom. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tom. And I hope we can do it again soon. ZL1 Alpha, Charlie Echo, 73. Good evening.
73.